Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Are you calling about your auto policy?
Yes.
I see you recently called about a claim. Are you calling regarding the same issue? I see you recently called about a claim. Are you calling regarding the same issue?
Yes.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. My name is Melissa. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was just involved in an accident. I got AAA coming, and I'm just wondering what I'm supposed to do next.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear this happen, but yes, we can get a claim started here, and then once the adjuster's assigned, they'll go over all the details on how to get everything resolved. Do you have the Mercury policy number to begin the claim?
Yeah,
0401-02-10-24-0073.
Yes, ma'am.
And this happened today at what time, please?
I guess like 5 minutes before the first time I called, around 7 o'clock.
Okay, so 7 p.m., and this is in California Pacific time zone?
Yes.
And what is your name, please?
Daniel Porter.
And what is a good phone number for the adjuster to call you on?
Yeah, so 661-860-1187.
661-860-1187. Yes, ma'am. Is that a cell phone, home, or work?
Cell phone.
Would you like us to send you a text message at the end of the call with the claim number?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And do you have a secondary number you would like to provide for yourself, a home or work number?
No, that's it.
And what is your home address, please?
Oh, it's 37231 52nd Street East, Palmdale, California, 93552.
And do you have an email address you would like to provide for the claim?
Yeah, danman0102@msn.com.
Are you the main contact person for this claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me a brief description of what happened in this incident?
Yeah, this guy, so I was on Avenue West, long drive, and then, this guy slammed on the brakes, like, halfway in the middle of the street, like, once the light turned yellow. And then I didn't have enough time to stop, and then I rear-ended him.
Okay, so the vehicle in front of you suddenly slammed on its brakes on a yellow light, and you hit the back of their vehicle?
Yeah, I think it was because there was a car in front of him. Like, it was right in front of him, and the car in front of him wasn't in the left turn lane. And they made a left, so he was still on the middle of the street, but the light was yellow, so I thought he was going to keep going, and then he just stayed there.
And is it only two vehicles involved in this?
It was my vehicle, and then a blue F-150.
Okay, so two vehicles, correct?
Yeah, two vehicles. Sorry.
And what street was this located on again, please?
Avenue S and Swan Drive.
Now, what city is this in?
Palmdale, California.
Okay, for your vehicle, is anybody else in the vehicle with you?
I have my three kids in the car, but they're all, everyone's fine.
And what are your children's names?
Logan Porter, Sienna Candelaria, and Cora Carlson.
Okay, so Logan Porter, and then you said Sienna, is it S-I-E-N-N-A?
S-I-A-N-A.
S-I-A-N-A?
Yeah.
And then how do you spell her last name?
Candelaria. C-A-N-D-E-L-A-R-I-A.
And then your next child's name, please?
Cora, K-O-R-A. Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N.
And you said nobody was injured inside your vehicle?
No.
And what kind of vehicle were you driving, the year, make, and model?
Yeah, the 2008 Honda Civic SI.
And the color?
Black.
And where is the damage located on your vehicle?
The front bumper, like towards the driver's side.
Front bumper, anything else that you know of?
It like goes into the engine compartment. But...
Okay. And was there any baby car seats inside your vehicle?
We had one.
And it's a car seat or a booster seat?
Booster seat.
Booster. Seat. And who was the one sitting in the booster seat?
Logan Porter.
And do you know what brand it is?
No, it's all beat up.
Okay. And did any of your airbags deploy?
No.
At the time of the loss, was the vehicle being used to deliver any products or passengers with Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, or a similar service?
No.
And at the time of the loss, was the vehicle being used for any other work or employment purposes?
No.
And your vehicle, you said it's not drivable, is that correct?
Yeah, it's not drivable.
And where are you going to have the vehicle taken to? Are you having it taken to a body shop or your home?
A shop down the street, I think. That's what AAA said.
Okay. And did they give you the name of the shop?
They did, but I forgot. I don't even know if I'm able to go there because it's closed right now. So I don't know if he's going to give me a different one or...
Okay.
Is there, like, a certain shop I should bring it to? Like, you guys have
For that, we can get that information just in a moment. We're not to that part of the claim, so let me just mark unknown here. And so AAA hasn't showed up yet, correct? And now for the other vehicle involved, do you know the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
I could get it for you right now. Hang on. No, we'll be all right, man. I think we probably need a ride, but I'm probably just going to get an Uber or something. It's down the street on 47th Avenue. We still got to wait for, like, a tow truck and everything. Yeah. I appreciate it, though, man. Don't even worry. We'll see you. Okay. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Sorry. Someone trying to help out and give us a ride back home. I'm sorry, what were you asking?
Do you know the year, make, and model of the other vehicle?
Okay, hang on. Let me look it up. F-150.
And the color?
It was blue.
And what is the license plate number?
Number. Yeah, 74395P1.
Is that a California license plate?
What's that?
That license plate number, is it California issued?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what kind of damage was done to this vehicle?
I honestly didn't see any damage. Maybe like his bumper. I didn't even see any scratches on the bumper, but it was probably misaligned a little bit.
On the rear bumper, is that correct?
Yeah, on the right side.
Did any airbags go off in this vehicle?
No.
Is the vehicle still drivable?
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the insurance company for this vehicle?
Alliance Insurance. Alliance United Insurance Company.
What is the policy number?
I think it's M1L, actually MIL 477-3291.
What is the name of the driver of the vehicle?
He said his name was Joe. Joseph Castillo.
Do you have an address for this person?
Tampa, Palmdale, California, 93552.
Do you have a date of birth for this person?
Uh, 3/18/2002.
Do you have a driver's license number for this person?
Y5213798.
Is that a California license?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a phone number for this person?
Yeah, 661-435-0911.
Was anybody else in the vehicle with this person?
Yeah, I don't know who he was, though.
So one driver, one passenger, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Were either of them injured in any way?
No, they weren't. They were out walking. They helped me push my car out of the street.
Were there any witnesses that stopped and provided names and phone numbers?
We didn't get one, but I could get one from the guy that I just talked to.
And was a police report filed for this?
No.
Okay. Now it shows here, as far as for a body shop, it would be any location of your choice. You would just need to get the name and the address and let the adjuster know, and they will be able to send an inspector to that location. So if AAA does take it to their body shop, just make sure you get their name and address, and we can have the adjuster send somebody over there.
Okay.
Now for the claim.
The car is totaled?
What would happen? As far as if the car is totaled, that would all be discussed with the adjuster.
Okay. Get on the oven?
Unfortunately, no. Here we just get claim started for mercury.
And then, do you by any chance know how it works with, like, all my stuff in the car and the tow yard?
For that, I'm not certain. That would be with AAA.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so the claim itself, we have everything we need to get the claim started. Save any additional information related to this incident. If you have any photos, there is a link sent by email that will let you send photos directly to the claims adjuster. The claims adjuster will be in contact with you within the next business day, so they are going to give you a call tomorrow once they return to the office. Now, I do have a claim number and the adjuster's information that is sent to you by text and email. Did you want to take it down as well, or is a text and email okay?
Text and email are okay.
Okay, so you should get them in the next minute or two. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
When I was talking to AAA, they said only one person could go in the AAA car, but I got my three kids with me. Like, do I got to call, like, an Uber or something?
For that, sir, I'm not certain. I do apologize. If you do take an Uber or Lyft or anything like that, just save the receipts, and the adjuster goes over details of coverages for that.
Okay. All right.
Anything else we can help you with?
Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thanks for calling Mercury. Have a great day.
You too.